as we all know, Dustin Sider's not with us today, but we are blessed to have John Corshane join us to give our message and helping out with our baptism today. So, John, if you want to come on up. John joins us from Lititz area. He's pastored at Bright Hope, BIC, and Speedwell Heights, where he was the family ministries pastor. He's also been vetted, if you guys don't, like, if you're worried, he is Arlene Nelson's grandson-in-law. So we're safe, okay? All right. But I'll pray for you, okay? And then we'll let you introduce yourself a little bit more, all right? Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing John to us today. Just we ask you to be with him, be with his words as he speaks your mission and what you want him to say, Lord. We just ask you to be with him, be with us, help us to just kind of open our hearts as we are just worship with him today, Lord. We thank you for John. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Good morning. It is good to be with all of you today, and it's good to have the connection of family here. This has been a very important church in the life of our family, so it is good to just be here. I never imagined that I would be one sharing with a congregation here, but that's how God works things out, doesn't he? So it is good to be with all of you. And it's good to be here on a Sunday where we're celebrating the decision of two young people. I've spent a lot of my time in pastoral ministry and also just as a lay leader, leading children's and youth ministry. So when we have young people come forward and they want to follow Jesus with their lives, I celebrate that. So it is good to be here on a day where we get to celebrate that together, because we have two young people that have decided that they're going to follow Christ with their lives. That they've accepted the salvation that Jesus alone can offer. And when a person does that, that they want to then grow as disciples of Christ. Because they are starting this new life, and they want to serve him from this day forward. And for Christians, that initiation into that life of following Christ starts with baptism. It starts with taking that next step of obedience. This is the outward sign of an inner decision that Elise and Clayton have already made. So that's what we're here to celebrate this morning. Now, before we go into this time of baptism, I just want to take a few moments to share why this is such an important first step in our Christian walk. And to talk about the symbolism of what we're all going to experience here today. Because it's so good when we have these celebrations, we like to invite other family and friends. So I hope that if you're here today and you're connected to these two young people, that you're just here to celebrate them and the decision that they have made for Jesus. But when we come together in times like this, sometimes we've come from other different faith backgrounds that maybe do things just slightly differently. So I just want to talk a little bit today about what baptism means as part of the Brethren in Christ Church. Because some of you, you've experienced this many times. You've watched a number of people be baptized in this way. And for others here today, this may be your first time, the first time that you're seeing it done in this exact method. So Christian church traditions, they've had a number of different methods to baptism. So maybe you've seen sprinkling, maybe you've seen pouring, okay? Maybe you've seen immersion. Those are all different expressions of baptism. Yet the thing that has really set apart the Brethren in Christ is not just the way that we baptized, but the fact that we know that baptism has sometimes been done when folks are infants, and sometimes it is done when someone has made the decision to be a believer. So as the BIC, as Anabaptist, we understand baptism as something that happens once someone has made the choice to follow Christ. They've made that all-important decision. So we do not baptize infants in the Brethren in Christ Church. Instead, we dedicate infants. And this is a time that does not provide salvation and in no way takes away from that individual's freedom or responsibility to choose and follow Christ when they're old enough to make that choice. Dedication is just one step. It's just one influence in the life of that young person. And then we hope that as they grow up in their family, in a family that serves and honors God, that at some point at the proper time where they fully understand who Jesus is and what Jesus has done for them, that they will make that choice and they will make that commitment to follow Jesus as their Savior. And then it's after that when that individual decides to be baptized. So they've already accepted Jesus as their Savior, and now they want to take this next step in obedience. And this is very scriptural. We see this in Acts chapter 2. The apostle Peter is speaking, and this is at Pentecost, and there's a large group of people gathered, and they're hearing about Jesus and what he has done for them. And Peter says to them, he says, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins." In the book of Acts, which is all about the early church, we see a number of examples of this exact thing happening, where people hear the good news of Jesus and they accept him as Lord and Savior of their lives. And then the very next thing they do is they get baptized. So in Acts chapter 8, we see an example of this. And I chose this just because it's one that I really enjoy. And it involves a man. He's an Ethiopian eunuch. That's what the Bible tells us. And he's gotten a hold of some Old Testament scriptures. And he's reading from the prophets, and he's kind of trying to understand, like, what is going on here? Like, I don't understand what these scriptures are trying to teach me. So as he's doing this, Philip, one of the early deacons in the church, is being prompted by God's Spirit. He's actually being told where to go and what to do and where to make himself available. And it's awesome because Philip obeys the Spirit of God and puts himself right in the spot where he needs to be. And he hears this man reading through the scriptures and trying to understand what's going on. And Philip's able to just explain the good news, to explain the scriptures, to explain that everything in the Old Testament pointed to Jesus, our Savior. So as they continue to travel together, the passage says this, and this is in Acts 8, verse 36. It says, "As they traveled along the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, 'Look, here is water. What could stand in the way of my being baptized?' And he gave orders to stop the chariot. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him." So we see this example again of someone coming to faith in Jesus, and that important next step was to follow him in obedience. And I love in how the book of Acts, we could read a number of stories where the same exact thing has happened. And Elise and Clayton, they have made the same decision of faith. And now in obedience, they want to be baptized. So why has this become such an important part of who we are as followers of Christ? So we have some stories of where it's happened, but why is this so important? And the first thing is this. It's because it was commanded by Jesus himself. We read these words in Matthew 28, and this is Jesus. He's commissioning his disciples as he's getting prepared to go back to be with his heavenly Father. And Jesus says this to his disciples. He says, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." So Jesus commands this of all of his followers. But not only that, Jesus modeled this for us. When Jesus started his earthly ministry, and we read this in Matthew chapter 3, one of the first things he does is he goes and he is baptized by John the Baptist. And we read this. It says, "Then Jesus from Galilee, he went to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, 'I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?' Jesus replied, 'Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness.' Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was open, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, 'This is my Son, whom I love, with whom I am well pleased.'" So we are baptized because it was commanded by Jesus. And it was modeled by Jesus as that next step of obedience. A few words regarding the method that we're going to see here. Because typically in the Brethren in Christ Church, we have a forward kneeling immersion. And this is a sign of us being in humble obedience to our Heavenly Father. So just as Christ bowed his head in death, so a believer kneels or bows in submission to God. And we're baptized in the death of Jesus and brought up in new life through the Holy Spirit. And there's three separate immersions. Because we take the time to honor God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And as we go into the water, we're dying to our former way of living and rising into new life in Christ. I do want to mention, though, this exact method, okay, this is not the only way or the best way or none of that. This is just the way that we have expressed this through the Brethren in Christ Church. And for some, they're physically not able to do it this exact way. And it's awesome that our Heavenly Father sees our heart. So in the process of this, if we are unable to do it this exact way, God knows in our heart if we are humbly submitting to him as we go through this process of baptism. This new life that we are celebrating this morning, it's going to include surrender. It is a decision to follow Jesus each and every day. And we make that decision because we are so overwhelmed when we experience the grace and the mercy of Jesus. When we accept his free gift of salvation, the next great thing is to then go forward in baptism as a tangible way to express our gratitude for all that he has done for us, for the new life that he has made available to us, for the fact that he has washed us clean of all of our sin, that we get to start over with a new slate. And this surrender means that Elise and Clayton, they are offering their lives in service to Jesus Christ, that they will serve in and through his church from this day forward. So that is what we're here to celebrate today.